Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadda Pisuniche Na Taror Ivasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama Harenama Harenamai Vakevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This is a reading of the Sri Brahma Sanhita Chapter 5 with the commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami as translated by Kushakrata Das. This is part 1 entitled The Importance of the Holy Name Krishna. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. Commentary. Within my heart, I worship the splendor of Lord Krishna's transcendental form. I desire that by Lord Krishna's mercy I will be able to explain the verses of the Brahma Sanhita. Although the Brahma Sanhita is a very difficult book, the commentaries of the sages have made it easy to understand. My words follow their explanations. Although the Brahma Sanhita contains 100 chapters, because this chapter, number 5, briefly describes Lord Krishna's transcendental form, it is the best. The same transcendental sweetness the pure-hearted devotee sees in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vaishnava Shastras is also present in the Brahma Sanhita. For this reason, my heart is now happy. After due reflection, in this book, I have lightly touched on the same topics more elaborately explained in my other book, Sri Krishna Sandarbha. Let us begin. First, let us understand the word Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, verse 28, explains, Ete changsa kala pungsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Brahma Sanhita begins with a similar declaration of the supremacy of Lord Krishna. In this first verse of Brahma Sanhita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is specifically identified as Lord Krishna. As the name Lord Krishna is spoken first in the passage beginning Krishna Vatarotsava Sa Vismayot Phula Vilochina Haring Sutang Vilokyana Kanudabhistada Krishna Vatarotsava Sambramo Sprishan Mudad Vijabyo Yutam Apluto Gavam. That verse is from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verse 11. And other statements of Srila Goswami, Srila Shukadeva, and other souls. As the name of Krishna is given first in the statement as well from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha, which is from the prayers of Queen Kunti and also found in the Sama Upanishad. The name of Krishna is given first also in Garga Muni's revelation of the Lord's holy names. And for example, Payasa Kumbham Purayati is also given in the same way. This verse of Brahma Sanhita gives the name Krishna first. Why? Because the form of Lord Krishna is the origin of all other forms of Godhead. That Krishna is the most important name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained in the Padma Purana Prabhas Kanda, where, in a conversation between Narada and Kushadvaja, the following words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are repeated. O Arjuna, of all my holy names, Krishna is the most important. The importance of the name Krishna is also confirmed in the Brahmanda Purana, which is also contained in Rupa Goswami's Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Shri Krishna Stotra Shata Nama Stotra Sahasra Namnang Punyanang Thriyara Vritya Tu Yat Phalam Eka Vritya Tu Krishnasya Namai Kang Tat Prayachati. There, Lord Krishna says, the pious results derived from chanting the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu 3 times can be attained by only one repetition of the holy name of Krishna. In the first verse of Brahma Sanhita, the name Govinda is also given. This name is given to Lord Krishna because he is the master of the spiritual Surabhi cows. Because Lord Krishna is all-powerful, the first verse of Brahma Sanhita describes him as Ishwara. Lord Krishna is also described in these words from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8, verse 13 and 15, where Garga Muni is giving the name ceremony. Asan Varnastrayo Yasya Grinato Niyagantanu Shuklo Raktastata Pita Idanin Krishnatangata. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed 3 different colors, white, red, and yellow. Now he has appeared in a blackish color. Bahuni Santi Namani Rupani Chasutasyate Guna Karman Rupani Tanyahang Veda No Jana. Garga Muni also said, from this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. In these verses, the word Asya, meaning of him, refers to Lord Krishna. The word Anuyugam means in every millennium, and the word Tanu means the forms of various incarnations. The word Grinnata means manifests. Varanatraya means the colors beginning with white. And the word Asan means manifested. So in these verses, Gargamuni means to say, in Satya Yuga and other Yugas, the Lord appeared in a white form and forms of other colors. But now, Idanin, he has appeared in his original form, the form of Lord Krishna. Krishna Tam Gata. Because Lord Krishna is the original, the best form of the personality of Godhead, the name Krishna is the most important of all his names. And the other forms of Godhead, Bahuni Rupani, are manifested from the original form, Krishna. That the transcendental qualities of the name Krishna make it the most important of God's holy names is also confirmed in the following statement of Vaishnava literature. Krishir bhu vachaka shabdo nascha navritti vachaka tayor raikyang parang brahma krishna itya vidhiyate. The word Krish is the attractive feature of the Lord's existence, and the word na means spiritual pleasure. When the verb Krish is added to the affix na, it becomes Krishna, which indicates the absolute truth. In this way, the name Krishna is described. The verse of Vaishnava literature does not accept any other name as the most important name of God. In the Ashtadash Ashkara Mantra of both the Upasana Tantra and the Gautamiya Tantra, the following similar verse may also be seen. The word Krish means eternal transcendental existence, and the word na means spiritual pleasure. When the verb Krish is added to the affix na, it becomes Krishna, which indicates the eternally blissful absolute truth. The word bhu comes from the verb bhu, which may mean to be, or else it means to attract. In the quotation from Vaishnava literature, the word is interpreted to mean attraction. And in the quote from the Gautamiya Tantra, bhu is interpreted to mean existence. The word bhu may thus be interpreted to mean existence, but in this case it may not be interpreted to mean movement or generalness. The primary meaning is attraction. The secondary meaning is existence. The meanings movement and generalness cannot be accepted here. The word nirvritti means bliss. The phrase tayor aikyang means when the two syllables are placed together in a word. The phrase parang brahma means that substance which is the greatest of all, as in the phrase Krishna itya vidhiyate. An alternate reading replaces the word abhidhiyate with the word iryate, meaning is named. Aside from these varied considerations, the primary meaning of the two syllables Krishna is that Krish means attraction and na means transcendental bliss. The word Krish meaning attracting should be understood to mean that which attracts. Just as in the adage, Ayur Gritang, ghee is long life. Ghee is equated with long life because eating foods cooked in ghee makes one long-lived. Various explanations of the word Parang Brahma are given in the scripture. For example, the Vishnu Purana declares, "The wise know the word Parang Brahma means he who is the greatest, he who nourishes and protects all living entities." The Gautamiya Tantra also gives the following explanation of the word Parang Brahma. The word Krish means eternal transcendental existence, and the word Na means spiritual pleasure. These two syllables, meaning eternal existence and spiritual pleasure, are joined to become the word Krishna. The name of the Parang Brahma is Krishna. The Advaitavadis or monists think the phrase Sattva Svanandayor Yogat in this verse means distinctions such as eternal existence and transcendental bliss. Thus they lose their separateness and become one in the impersonal absolute. That is what the Advaitavadis or monists think. Because the words Sat and Ananda have different meanings, and because even if these two words are taken to be synonyms, their repetition in a sentence is meaningless, as if we were to repeat the word Vriksha and Taru, which both mean tree, within a single sentence. Therefore, the conclusion of the impersonalist must be false. The word Sat, eternal, is used herein to mean the supreme eternal, who is the source of all other eternals. This is described in these words of the Shruti Shastra. O noble student, in the beginning only the eternal existed. The verse from the Gautamiya Tantra may be explained in the following way. The first half of the verse describes Lord Krishna, who is all attractive and full of transcendental bliss. And the second half of the verse states that because Lord Krishna is blissful and attractive, he delights all living entities. For this reason, the scriptures declare, because they find transcendental bliss in him, the devotees have fallen in love with Sri Krishna. In this way, the word Krishna should be understood to mean he who is full of transcendental bliss, and he whose handsome form and transcendental qualities attract all living entities. For this reason, popular usage interprets the word Devaki Nandana to mean he who pleases Devaki. Sri Krishna's delighting everyone may be seen in the following statement of the Vasudeva Upanishad. Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, delights everyone. Lord Krishna is independently perfect, eternally changeless, and the origin of all transcendental bliss. For these reasons, the popular explanation of the word Devaki Nandana, he who praises Devaki, should be accepted and not rejected in favor of the views of pedantic grammarians. This is confirmed by the following statement of great scholars. When popular usage interprets a word in a way very appropriate to the object it describes, that interpretation should be accepted. When the scientific etymology interprets a word in a way not appropriate to the object described, then that meaning should not be accepted. That Sri Krishna is the Supreme Brahman is affirmed in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. The form of the Supreme Brahman is the human-like form of Sri Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 32, it is also said, Aho Bhagyam Maho Bhagyam Nanda Gopa Vrajaukasam Yan Mitrang Paramanandang Purnang Brahma Sanatanam. This was stated by Lord Brahma after he apologized for stealing Krishna's cowherd boys and calves. He said, How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherder men, and all the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. There is no limit to their fortune, because the Absolute Truth, who is the source of transcendental bliss, who is the eternal Supreme Brahma, has become their friend. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Yatra vatirnang krishnakyang parang brahma narakritin. The Supreme Brahman, who has a human-like form and who bears the name Krishna, has descended to this world. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 27, Lord Krishna declares, Brahmanohi pratishtaham amritasya vilyasya cha shasvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikanti kasya cha. I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman. In the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, it is said, The cowherder boy Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. This ends the first reading of the Sri Brahma Sanhita with commentary by Srila Jiva Goswami explaining the importance of the name Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.